Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hello, listeners. This is Kevin David Thomas.
And this is Rob Schneider.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Kevin David Thomas. My dad finally got your name right.
Oh, I'm so glad.
He was shamed on our last couple of podcasts.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Oh, it's all in good
he
love and
very
humor.
Hard.
How are you, Rob?
Oh, my good? God. I'm so good. I am so, so good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, good.
Life is good. 54 Below is good. Working
good.
Hard. Lots
like
of fun
that.
Things happening. I'm directing my oh, my gosh. This girl is so talented.
Her
name is Rebecca Spiegelman. I'm directing her cabaret.
Fantastic.
It's 54 Below.
What a voice. That cabaret, you know, you and I did, directed,
together,
that Don
yeah.
Pippin was there. She sang, and she sang Sing Happy, right?
Yeah.
And it was, she blew the top off of it.
Her cabaret is called 16 Going on 70.
Brilliant.
And it's all about how in high school, if you look mature, you'll end up playing roles that you will never play for like 20 or 30
totally.
Years. She has a really funny story. She did, at a children's theater, they did a chorus line. And because it was pay for play,
mm-hmm.
there were 53 kids on the line.
No.
53 kids on the line. And at the end of the show, Zach literally had the line, "You're all so good, I don't know who to pick, so I'll pick all of you." And they all did the one finale.
That's nice. That changes everything, doesn't it? Also, were they at the Muni? Because how could they all stand across the line with
She 50? Showed me a photo. It's like the line Jeez. Is like four or five people deep.
Well, good for them.
God.
At least everyone was included.
Absolutely.
I like that.
So I'm working on the show right now. It's going to be a lot of fun. October 6th. Come out and see it because she really is something else.
Nice.
How have you been?
Good. It is. I know this is a little different from what we usually talk about, but it is football season, Rob. This past week was the start of the football season. I have to tell you, I know Rob's like, "What? What's that mean? What is footballs?"
I don't want to correct you. It's not called football. It's called Pass the Football from Wonderful
from
Town.
Wonderful Town.
It's not called football.
If I could pass the football.
Yeah, so I don't know why you're
like nothing you have ever seen.
Not my, that's a skip song, hashtag skip song for me. Like
nothing you have ever,
if anyone who doesn't stop right now and listen to Pass the Football, because it is like, it kind of drives me crazy.
And you will love it. You will love it, but you don't.
Or you'll skip it. Well, speaking of football, it is football season, and I've been watching a lot of games, and I have a fantasy football league I do. And the funny thing is, the connection is that I have two leagues. Fantasy football, for those who don't know, is where you kind of pick players that are playing on football, and every week you kind of see how your players do, and their stats add up, and you you play against someone else head-to-head with their players, and whoever has the highest points wins. Well, I have two teams, and one is my Les Mis team, and one is my Little Night Music team, because those are the two shows that we started a league in each of those shows. And they've been going, my Les Mis team is going for like 9 years. My Little Night Music has been going for about six. So it's fun way to keep connected, and we also get to talk sports. Well, now that we've lost our entire listenership, listening to me talk about sports.
I'm packing up my bag. No, that's really interesting. I didn't know that you did all that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's I look forward to it.
Did you play sports?
I tried all of them except football, actually, which is the one sport I actually wish I had played, even though it's like the worst sport you can play because it'll like give you brain damage. But I tried them all early high school. Like I did wrestling, I think, first year of high school, maybe middle school. And then I tried all the other ones. I played baseball a lot and all of that. But once I got to high school, you kind of had to pick. Like, yeah. Are you going to do music? Because I always did music. Or are you going to do sports? And it was always music and theater, always.
When I was in high school, I loved wrestling.
Yeah.
I loved wrestling. Then I found out you had to be on a team. So I was asked to leave quite a number of games and parties.
Oh, God. Parties. So.
And study sessions, gosh. But you learn something new every day.
That's so right, cool. Rob. That's
I
good.
Didn't know that.
So we've got favorite things to share with each other,
I
don't
do
we?
I do have a favorite thing to share with you.
Oh.
It's a YouTube clip.
Oh, a YouTube clip.
Yeah. Going back to YouTube for a second.
I like that.
That's okay. I really love this actor. And I think he is so talented and he's so brilliant. And I think, unfortunately, most people remember him from his participation like on game shows. And they don't remember him as being a brilliant performer. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah. God.
The great Charles
yes.
Nelson Reilly.
For oh, I just you, sat up in my chair. I'm so
for
excited.
For those of you who don't know, Charles Nelson Reilly, for a long time in the golden age of musical theater, was usually the campy villain. He was Bud Frump in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. You might remember him as the first Cornelius Hackle.
Oh, right.
In Hello, Dolly. I mean, he had a great
career.
And then in the late or the early 70s, he pretty much packed up and moved to L.A. and
right.
did a series of game shows. But he was a brilliant...
He was always in Match Game.
He was on Match Game all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to articulate what a Renaissance man of the theater was. Because in addition to his acting, he was a brilliant, brilliant director. He directed so many actors to Tony Award-winning performances. His big muse was Julie Harris, the great Julie Harris. He directed all of her stuff. He was a professor of music at the Hart School of Music, specializing in opera.
Had no idea.
There's a wonderful... It's not what my favorite thing for today, but before he passed, he did a one-man show called The Life of Reilly, where he talked about his beginnings in his career. And it really is brilliant. The whole thing is on YouTube. You should watch it.
When we were at Jim Brochu's house, didn't we watch... Because remember he showed us... And if you, Jim Brochu listened to our previous interview with him a couple months ago. But he showed us like a home video or something.
Jim was the artistic director of the theater company where Charles did the show at for the first time, The Life
of
Reilly.
Okay, there it
and
is.
And Jim was really good friends with him. So go back and listen to our interview with Jim Brochu.
Oh, he said some real fun things.
Really great stuff. And this guy was just a genius. Mm. He was just a genius. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen him do, and they would never do it today, was they brought him out at the 1974 Tony Awards. And they let him talk for 8 minutes. And he just does a stand-up comedy act where he sings all of his greatest hits from the successful shows he was in. The irony being, none of the shows that he had produced a massive hit for himself. It's so funny and so wild and so weird and so wacky. And he is such an eccentric personality. And it's a shame because I don't think there's anybody today who is on Broadway who is as crazy and as eccentric as him.
And yet completely brilliant at the same time. I mean,
and
like to
really
have,
brilliant.
You know, to influence actresses and Tiche like that. And that's incredible.
It is one of the funniest clips you'll ever watch because it also shows a great command of running with a joke. Because the joke is established right at the beginning, which is he's going to sing all the songs that nobody remembers. And he just goes and goes and goes and wins that audience over. And it's really brilliant. And what's really cool is he does end with It Only Takes a Moment, which is the one hit song.
The one song that...
he got to introduce in a musical.
What year was this again?
1974. All you have to type is in 1974 Tony Awards, Charles Nelson Reilly, or type in Charles Nelson Reilly, 1974, and it'll be one of the first things that comes up. It is brilliant. It is hysterical. It just puts a smile on your face.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm
that's
not doing it justice, but God, watch that clip.
He's always entertained me. Those, much like Paul Lynde, you know, entertains me too. Like he's I find them slightly similar. In that
very similar.
Dark people, slightly. Brilliant people.
Absolutely.
Gone too soon.
Gone too soon. Mm-hmm. And I think the difference is that Charles Nelson Reilly was more versatile.
Yes.
I mean, just the brilliance behind this guy. So watch The Life of Reilly, but start with this hysterical clip from the 1974 Tony Awards. What do you got for us, Kevin?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I've got a cast recording.
What?
Back to the cast recordings. That's right.
What?
I've got a cast recording that some of you may know, but a lot of you may not know. It's from the last, I would say 15 years.
Okay.
It was done on the Broadway.
Okay.
It has a team that when you read the names, you're like, well, yeah, this should be a big old hit. It and the cast.
I think I know what it
what
is.
What is it?
Is it Sweet Smell of Success?
Yes, it is. Darn it all to
H-E
double hockey sticks, Rob.
Oh, my God.
You got that so quickly.
Well, you summed it up perfectly. You described it perfectly.
All right, so you guys. Marvin Hamlisch wrote the score with Craig Cornelia writing the lyrics. I'm a huge Marvin Hamlisch fan, obviously.
I mean,
he's an absolute genius. There's a whole other favorite thing I want to do on him going down the road. But he was such a special musician and a just intensely smart person. But so this was based on the 1957 film of the same title. And it's basically about like a really powerful newspaper columnist named J.G. Hunsicker, who's basically like Walter Winchell, if you know that. So, who had in the 20s and 30s had all of this power that, like, if they said something was a hit, then everybody went to go see it. If that person's a failure, no one's going to see them. And he just, with the power of his pen, could really make or break you. And there's a love story involved, and with his sister, and he ruins the relationship that she's going to have with this upstart columnist. So the people in this, though, mind you, 2002 is when this came out. They developed it in late 90s, 98, but it opened on Broadway in 2002. John Lithgow plays Hunsicker. You've got Kelly O'Hara, one of her first roles. You've got Brian D'Arcy James as the lead, as the, you know, the upstart. Jack Noseworthy plays the love interest to Kelly O'Hara. And it's just, the music is sublime. It's jazzy. It's brassy. It's very intelligent. I mean, there's not all the harmonies in it are so intense. The ensemble is sort of like a Greek chorus in that they're voicing the opinions and the feelings of the characters as they're singing around them. So it's kind of, I want to say it was ahead of its time, but I feel like right now on Broadway we're seeing like the ensemble moving, like in Bright Star, for instance. That ensemble worked their butts off, even though they weren't necessarily the focus of the piece.
Yes.
But their movement, same thing with Hamilton. I mean, look at Hamilton, and there's all this movement, and you're like, oh, that movement's affecting how I feel, but it's not necessarily about the movement. Well, that's the kind of stuff they did in Sweet Smell, and I saw Sweet Smell of Success years ago. The choreography is by Christopher Wheeldon, whom we know today because not only is he a choreographer for the American Ballet Theater, theater and was a classically trained ballet dancer and choreographer, but he did American in Paris.
Yeah.
And so I think it's interesting that when he was only like 30, he was doing this you know major Broadway show, and the choreography at the time was very original and very different from what we're used to seeing on Broadway.
I think that show was brilliant because I saw it too. I think it's one of those shows that unfortunately after 9/11.
Exactly.
Nobody wanted to.
That's right. To it's see dark. It was so dark. I mean, it's definitely a dark story. People died at the end. I mean, it's not.
Because weren't there a bunch of shows that did come out like after 9/11 that people like Thou Shall Not. I feel. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Marie Christine
was 2000, but Thou Shalt Not was that season. Even off Broadway, Spitfire Grill we talked about in previous podcast.
Yeah, a
lot of like more sentimental. You know, that was the season that You're in Town won. And Mamma Mia was a big hit.
Yeah.
So these are audiences who don't want to go to wallow in any sentimentality, but they want to go to forget.
And that pervaded Broadway for a long time.
And Thoroughly Modern Millie was that season.
So all that more fun escapist, lighthearted stuff.
Exactly.
I think this show will come back.
The score. I mean, it was nominated for a Tony, but it lost to Urinetown.
But
if you listen to the score, you're gonna be like, what? How have I never heard of this score before? You're one of my skip songs is on it, but it's your favorite song. Don't Look Now, the John Lithgow song.
I did like Don't Look Now. Yeah. And For Susan.
For Susan, really?
Yeah, I like For Susan.
See, now I like, so to give you a sense of some of the jazzier score, yes, you've got, those are the more character-driven
songs.
Yes,
and I'll tell you why I liked For Susan. Because you can hear it in John Lithgow's recording. As he talks about her, it goes from something very gentle to something very obsessive. And if you listen to the nuances of what he's doing performer, it's really brilliant.
Yeah.
But I mean, showstoppers.
Well, Marvin Hamlisch
talk about the showstoppers.
He's totally given you character songs like that. He's given you these very period style songs, kind of Wild Party, I'd put in that same kind of category of they are a throwback to the 20s, but the 20s didn't have music anywhere near as complex as this.
No.
But like, I Cannot Hear the City, One Track, Laughing All the Way to the Bank. These are like sort of little pistache numbers that to me are just as good as any jazz song of that era. And then you've got like the main Brian D'Arcy James, like I Want song, the At the Fountain, which is
probably one of the best I Want songs ever.
I mean, it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible. And then a young Kelly O'Hara singing, you know, What If, or that duet she sings with Jack Noseworthy, Don't Know Where You Leave Off. It's gorgeous singing.
This show will come back. This show will come back at some point. Bring back that cast. I don't care if they're all 15 years older. That cast was amazing.
It did not run long enough, and thank goodness we have this cast recording, so you can listen to some really fun music.
I don't know if there'd be a bootleg or something. That staging was brilliant. The choreography was brilliant.
Nicholas Heitner. Yeah. But you really get a sense of the darkness, the smokiness, like the grit. It's about the media and like how it's all about dirt and it's all about getting, you know, like getting the byline and getting like, you know, finding
gossip,
you know,
sells,
yeah,
sex
the greed
sells.
Too.
If you guys are looking for a show to do at a community theater, you're looking to go Sweet Smell of Success.
Yeah,
or listen to it in the meantime.
Yeah,
before
please.
You can see a live production. So Charles Nelson Reilly, 1974 Tony Awards.
Sweet Smell of Success.
All right, till next time. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.